listening to Real Talk, sponsored by Marcus Werenberg Theaters. I'm Colin Ritter.
And I'm Peter Lewis.
And in today's episode, we are going to review and recap Wonder Woman, the new Wonder Woman movie.
Yes.
Yeah, pretty exciting
the,
stuff.
The fourth film in the DC universe, and well, goes without saying, kind of redeemed.
Yeah.
At this moment in time, still plenty of time to get the next few films wrong.
Exactly.
But for the time being, Colin, what do you think of Wonder Woman?
I honestly probably will go up there as one of my favorite superhero movies I've ever watched.
I'm honestly with you right there.
So we talk about this often. I love superheroes, but I'm almost indifferent about superhero movies. I don't know why. I mean, and you know that I'm kind of partial. We've talked about this in the past. I'm kind of partial to Marvel, the Marvel Universe, primarily Guardians. And I like Iron Man and some of the Avengers. But aside from Batman, I've never been too much into DC. But kind of as you mentioned, this kind of redeemed it for me.
And see, I was always the opposite. I was always the DC fan. I just, for their heroes and villains work a little better for me. But again, Marvel and DC, they're so even to begin with. It's kind of like, just pick.
Exactly. But yeah, overall, I thought it was incredible. Peter obviously thinks it's incredible. He saw it four times as of right now.
This was number four. Record so far is Mad Max Fury Road at 7. I don't think I'll make it that far.
You never know.
No, who knows? I didn't think I would see Mad Max 7 times in theaters.
I don't know what my record is. Either La La Land or Star Wars Episode 3.
About to say, Revenge of the Sith sounds like it.
I saw that a lot.
I will say, I think I've gone on record before, say Wonder Woman's my favorite superhero.
Yes, correct. You have said that.
So it's almost hard to, I think people take, it's going to be hard for people to take my word a little credibility because, you know, I have that fanboyism definitely installed.
Yeah.
But I would say, I absolutely love this film.
Oh, I agree. And it kind of got into everything that you like, aside from the fact that it's Wonder Woman alone, but it has that wartime vibe that you love so much.
Again, World War One, you don't see that much in movies anymore. It's rare to see. That was kind of like died off in the 70s with World War One films. It just became World War II only. That's all we
exactly.
need. And I'd have to say, again, people and I went into this with practically no expectations.
Yeah, whatsoever.
And unfortunately, even as a fan, I was kind of dreading seeing this at one point because, you know, the past two, Man of Steel was fair, in my opinion. But again, Batman versus Superman, Suicide Squad were just, two films in one year, last year, of course, that were just so terrible.
Well, my question to you now is, do you have more faith in what Justice League may become after seeing this movie?
This morning I read that a couple weeks ago they started reshoots, and now it sounds like Warner Bros. Is doing more reshoots of Wonder Woman specifically, because they finally locked into what has been missing from cinema for a long time, a Wonder Woman movie.
Yeah.
So there's so much potential there. So I think I kind of am. I can't think Zack Snyder would drop the ball three times. That's just a little too much. And again, had the unfortunate thing where he had to step away with family issues, so Josh Whedon came in. Not a Josh Whedon guy. I don't know what's going to happen, but I think I'm more open now. Hopefully somewhere this woke something up in Warner Bros. To say, okay, this is the right way.
What is your biggest fear with regard to Justice League?
It's just going to be more of the same. Because again, the big thing Zack Snyder has done with the Superman films, Man of Steel and Batman vs. Superman, he's done this whole religious aspect to Superman, like very hard-pressed on it. And again, past comic versions of Superman have done that, fair enough, but they don't dwell on it, and I'm just worried it's going to be, you know, half the movie is going to be the resurrection of Superman.
Yeah.
That's what I'm fearing.
Yeah, could be. How do you feel about Aquaman? I know we briefly talked about this. What's going on? You know, this character is kind of being hyped up a whole lot based on the trailers, and it's a little worrisome, I think.
We just talked about a few seconds ago, really. They're turning Thor into basically the Guardians of the Galaxy, if you see the Ragnar trailers, and now they're trying to make Aquaman Thor.
Thor. Yeah, it's weird.
Again, it's somewhat fair because of how they set the universe up. Because you've never seen Batman vs. Superman, Man of Steel, or Suicide Squad.
I've seen Man of Steel.
Okay, that's right.
Yeah.
You didn't suffer through the last two.
Correct.
I point out to you, there was the picture of, you know, the old Greek gods, and, you know, because that was in a picture in Lex Luthor's off. Well, quote-unquote Lex Luthor, if you've seen the movie.
Yeah.
And again, you can see behind Zeus, there's, you know, obviously the Trident. So again, you know, there's that connection there to make it fit. But at the same time, my thing with superhero movies and adaptations is you don't have to adapt them fully. Marvel has not adapted their heroes based on almost any correct way in some ways at Disney. But again, it's like you have to be somewhat faithful.
Yeah.
And this is just, it just feels way too hard pressed. Like, they don't have faith in the character as he was already written, which, again, he was always, he became the joke character. He wasn't in the 70s or, I say 60s, 70s, maybe early 80s, debatable. He was always a really important character, and then he just kind of lost his way. The more recent DC comics with him have done very well. So, again, there's hope there, but at the same time, like, it's pushing it a lot, in my opinion.
I mean, kind of like you said, though, it's given me a little more hope after watching this. And as mentioned, again, I'm not the biggest superhero movie fan, admittedly.
I mean, you're burnt out.
For some reason, I just never can get back on the train. I'm looking forward to it now. I mean, admittedly, this is going to be a little pretentious Peter coming out here, but I'm more of a fan of, like, the Oscar buzz movies that come toward the latter part of the year. A lot of the summer blockbuster superhero movies just kind of get annoying and repetitive to me. But I was very impressed by Wonder Woman. I love the story. I was hooked the whole time. You fall in love with Wonder Woman as a character.
Mm-hmm.
I really think you actually have a chance to fall in love with a lot of the characters. I thought the character development was done really
well. Chris Pine as Steve Trevor was exactly what I wanted him
exactly.
to be. Because there's been so many different versions of Steve Trevor in the comic, you know. The male chauvinist pig. Just, you know, that was my biggest worry. Like, they were going to dwell on that way too much. You know, just the whole... Because, again, this is the first female-led superhero movie that's been very successful. I mean, people point out Elektra, Catwoman. We're not going to talk about those, but, again, those failed miserably for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
This is the one that, again, it's hard to believe that we're just now getting a Wonder Woman movie after all these years.
Oh, I know.
So, yeah, it's the most important movie that I think any superhero company could have had.
Yeah.
Because, again, there's so much riding on it. You got to establish a character that everybody kind of knows, but they've never, you know...
Yeah, they don't know a whole lot about it. Yeah. Even myself, admittedly, I didn't know a whole lot about Wonder Woman.
And again, there
was
many ways to take the film, and I think they found the perfect way, where it's very straightforward, but it's not boring.
Yeah. Oh, I agree. It's not boring at all. I mean, it's hard for us to say a whole lot, because we could give away a lot of the movie, and I don't want there to be too many spoilers in this review. So, we could just say this. It's not a fully comprehensive review, but kind of like a first thoughts... Or for Peter, fourth thoughts as to what we thought. But yeah, I loved it. I think the Rotten Tomato ratings are pretty spot on, to be honest.
I was shocked when I saw that morning, because I was doing Morning Edition here. And, you know, just between the breaks when I had to go on, I was, you know, going through my Facebook feed, looking at what's going on. And the Guardian review for Wonder Woman came out. And, of course, it was a negative review. So I was like, oh, here we go.
Yeah.
Check the comments. It's like, you guys are stupid. It's 96%. I was like, what?
And like, sure enough,
I was like, I really wish I got hyped in this movie, because I could have actually been excited.
Exactly.
It would have paid off. But no, I just sat on the sideline like...
But sometimes that's better.
Again, yeah.
Admittedly, what movie was I like that for? La La Land.
Yeah.
I waited and waited and waited to watch that movie. And then when it was all said and done, I couldn't stop watching it. So it's sometimes better to be, you know, a skeptic, in a sense.
Oh, absolutely. I guess I can say Themyscira looks fantastic in this film.
Absolutely.
It's kind of... It's funny watching this again. I was like, this is kind of reminding me of Man of Steel in some ways, like the whole story structure.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they're introducing this, you know, world that has never really been seen cinematically before. Again, Krypton, the destruction of Krypton, rather, in Man of Steel, that was never really seen in film before.
Yeah.
It was always talked about and alluded to, but they never showed it. And I was like, that's cool.
Yeah.
Most people, they know Wonder Woman. They probably don't know her roots in Greek mythology. They thought she's like this American hero. It's like, well, she had, in the comics, she adopted America as her, you know, country to protect.
Yeah.
And obviously, as the comics have progressed, it's kind of gotten, you know, more out of that, you know, World War II patriotic sense. But, again, that's how it's usually been. Because, again, here she's with Steve Trevor, who's in the Royal Air Force.
Correct.
So, again, there's that nice little change up. Because, again, you know, of course, the Brits were going to be on the best front lines with the Germans in World War I.
Mm-hmm.
Which is where it's also set in. We gotta say that trench scene was.
Oh, it was awesome.
Fantastic.
That's when the movie really gets good to me, because that was amazing. I mean, she just kind of defies, you know, everything everyone's saying and then just goes for it.
I won't say it was. Again, I love this film for, again, obvious reasons. Fan of Wonder Woman.
Mm-hmm.
I will say to people, it's not perfect by any stretch of the imagination.
But what movies are?
Yeah. I think the big thing was, you know, you can say Gal Gadot's acting is not 100% on point. There were some scenes, especially when she was first meeting with the politicians. yeah. Again, a funny scene, but at the same time, it's like, acting's kind of a bit.
Yeah, you know what I noticed? I don't know if you noticed. I'm sure you did. Accents came and went, you know.
Yeah.
Throughout the beginning, they would be there and then they would not be there. I'm like, okay, this is kind of confusing me. And then Wonder Woman, as she aged, her accent changed completely from when she was a child and a teenager. It was just weird. There were some accent issues. But aside from that,
she holds her own. I will absolutely accept that this is a good portrayal of Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
But again, you know, there was that controversy when she was first cast in Batman vs. Superman back in, I think, late 2013, early 2014. And it was just like, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All she done was the Fast and Furious franchise. You know, people were just like, oh boy, here we go.
Yeah.
But again, I think she was great. A little, you know, not too hit or missed, you know, to be annoyed, to get in the way of things, but it works out in the end.
Yeah.
And again, the big thing people were talking about was the use of the slow motion in the fights, in the fight scenes.
I actually really like it.
See, I think I'm starting to love it more, but at the same time, like, it's kind of dated and very Zack Snyder-y, because, again, he was a producer on these films. He's kind of the Kevin Feige of the DC universe for the time being.
Mm-hmm.
But the trench scene, it absolutely worked perfectly.
Oh, absolutely.
It worked somewhat at the end. It worked somewhat during the first fight with the Germans and the Amazons. So, again, it had its moments.
Yeah.
So I think overall it wasn't the worst thing, but again, it's definitely something that you're like, huh, that's kind of a bump in the road at one point.
Yeah, I didn't mind it that much, so I guess I can't agree entirely there. I mean, I think it kind of adds another element that I enjoyed.
I was trying to find something so people aren't like, oh, he's just fanboying over this film.
Considering you've seen it four times, you can just fanboy all
you
want.
Yeah, pretty much.
Exactly. At least we're not talking about Star Wars. You know, you hate Star Wars, so.
Oh, it's a terrible Star Wars. Stupid.
Yeah, wait till December, folks. He's going to hate it. Anyways. But yeah, overall, I loved it. I will probably see it again, to be honest.
Let's be real. If I've seen it four times, I probably will again.
Exactly.
Might just get to five just to be a nice little number.
Yeah, exactly.
And you and me both kind of agree. This is definitely going to be in our top favorite superhero films.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I will definitely go on record and say this is probably going to end up being one of my favorite superhero movies I've ever seen. And that's saying a lot for someone who doesn't always care for superhero movies. So I really enjoyed it.
I will say the ironic thing is my top three favorite superheroes are Wonder Woman, Spider-Man, Batman. And now my top three superhero films are probably going to be Dark Knight, your favorite Spider-Man 2.
Oh, gosh.
You just hate it because I put it in my top 10.
Yeah, of course.
It's my top 10, Colin. You know that.
Yeah, you can't put that up there with the other movies you have, like 2001.
It wasn't ahead of it, so it's fine. And now we got Wonder Woman there, so my trinity is complete on both sides of the spectrum. Film and print.
I don't think I have any superhero movies in my top 10.
I had to knock Dread off, which let me just pause real quick. If you people have not seen the 2012 version of Dread, you need to see it. It is fantastic. It's bloody. It's violent. It's great.
Everything Peter loves.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Just going to get that plug in there because it kind of bombed.
Shameless plug.
It bombed bad.
The movies that bomb are always the best.
Oh, yeah.
Like The Room.
You want to talk about better than Citizen Kane? There's The Room.
Exactly. Yeah. Why is Citizen Kane number one on the AFI Top 100? It's actually The Room.
Hack frauds.
Exactly. Do you have anything else to say about Wonder Woman?
Again, we don't want to go into spoilers just... I mean, again, we probably could because it's been 3 weeks. So, and again, from a box office standpoint, it's doing pretty good. So you've probably seen it. But for the time being, I loved it. I cannot recommend it more
than
enough.
I loved it too. Fair enough.
And I was kind of surprised. I thought you were so burnt out that this would be one of those things where you're like, it was okay.
But, no, I actually really liked it, surprisingly. I mean, I expected, I guess, to like it because you hyped it up so much, and I was not let down. I really enjoyed it.
I think my only closing thing would be it's not the most in-depth film possible. It's kind of like The Avengers. It does its job. But I'd say the biggest advantage is like Wonder Woman actually feels like a superhero in this, and that's kind of what comic book movies have kind of forgotten, like make your hero a hero.
And that was maybe one thing I noticed. For me, she didn't feel like a superhero until about the last 40% of the movie.
Oh, yeah, because there was that fish out of the water story that kind of had to build up to it. But I think that...
I would say that was the only thing that I found annoying throughout the entire movie. I get it that she's from this other world, essentially, this other realm that doesn't recognize violence and war the way that it exists, you know, at this point in time. But I do think the fish out of water narrative got in the way a couple times and became a little annoying. But aside from that, that was a very minute thing. Aside from that, I loved it.
Again, that was my favorite thing. Like, they knew when to get out of that, because that could have easily been something that went
obnoxious
through the whole film. But you got to credit the screenwriter, and you got to credit Patty Jenkins on directing this. I mean, again, she hasn't done anything since Monster, and that was 2003. And, you know, in the entertainment industry, that's
a long time.
That's a lifetime ago.
Yeah.
I mean, think of how much film has changed since 2003.
Oh, gosh.
Like, it's kind of weird.
Immensely, yeah.
But again, she comes back and puts on a pretty good show.
Yeah. Oh, I agree.
Warner Bros. Is going to have to pay up some good money because they were dumb enough not to sign her to do the sequels. That's the problem with the studio. When you ask me about what I feel about Justice League, this is a studio that still doesn't know what they have.
Yeah.
And again, they were kind of surprised by this film.
But maybe this is a step in the right direction.
You hope so. Again,
let's hope so.
Reshoots are kind of the scary word with DC and Warner Bros. Right now. But you know what? Maybe finally it'll get right, because they have to get Justice League right. You can't mess up.
If they bomb that, I mean, give me a break.
But again, they messed up Batman and Superman being on screen together for the first time ever. So you know what? We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens.
We shall see. Anything else to add, Peter, before we close this out?
Perfect film.
I agree. Semi-perfect.
Near perfect. Better put that word
near
after.
Near perfect.
Yeah. I will say, you will probably enjoy it.
Yeah, definitely. Give it a chance. If you haven't watched it, go watch it. You will definitely enjoy it. And if not...
And be inspired.
That's okay. Yeah, you can be kind of be inspired by it. That's true. But as always, folks, check us out on iTunes, Google Play. What else, Peter? Remind me here.
We got the NPR One app.
NPR One app.
Yep.
KRSU.org. Yep. Facebook. Go to Facebook, search KRSU, give it a like. You can follow the station as well as what we are doing. So, yeah, fun stuff. So, as always, for Real Talk, I'm Colin Ritter.
And I'm Peter Lewis.
We'll see you at the movies.